constantly and consistently and just pray and ask God to give me something to encourage. Hey, Kim, each and every one of you, every time we get together, 5 days a week, we've been doing this for a while now, and I have been blessed. Listen, this coming Saturday at the Center of Hope Trunk or Treat, it's a believer's alternative to Halloween. It's absolutely free. Come on out starting at 2 p.m. Come on out. Bring your kids. Bring your rugrats. Bring your grandchildren and them, all of them. Come on out. Costumes. It's going to be absolutely crazy. A parking lot full of activities and candy and rides. And you don't want to miss it. So come on out. Be with us on Saturday, on tomorrow at 2 p.m. right here at the Center of Hope. Also, on this coming Sunday, Friends and Family Day. So to my Metro Atlanta family, listen, come on out and be with me. I want you to come on out and experience the Center of Hope worship. If you've never been there before, it's your family that you just have not met yet. And this coming Sunday, I've got a word that I've got to share with you. It's entitled Making America Great Again, the Doc Wilson version. You need to get it. Making America Great Again. It's going to bless you. So this video goes around the world because you post and repost and you tell your friends to be my friends and your friends become my friends and we all become friends. And this video circulates around the world. Continue to do so. God bless you. Let's pray. Come on. Father, I thank you. You are awesome and mighty, God, and I pray for everyone connected to this call. God, I thank you for just putting me in their hearts and a desire to hear a word to start their day. So, God, I pray that you would continue to connect us and expand and broaden us, God, that this word would reach every corner of the world and encourage believers everywhere. Father, I thank you for making us family. So, God, I pray for those who are on this call today. God, I pray for their peace, their power, and their prosperity. God, I pray for healing where there are sick. I pray, God, for that you would exalt those who are feeling low, God, that you would send increase to those who are in need. Father, you are the God that does everything and anything we can ask for. So, God, we bless you and we give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray, amen, amen, amen. I've got a word that I want to share with you today. Psalm chapter 1, verse 3. One of my favorite texts, Psalms chapter 1, verse 3. And it says, and he shall be like a tree. I want to just massage this for a moment. And we shall be like a tree, planted by the rivers of living water, that bringeth forth fruit in his season. Leaf shall not wither, and whatsoever we doeth shall prosper. We shall be like a tree. I want to talk to you today. I want to start something, and I'm going to leave you hanging at a good point, so you want to be with me on Monday. We've got to bloom where we've been planted. We've got to learn how to bloom where we've been planted. You can get a blessing and not be blessed. I'll say that again. You can get a blessing and not be blessed. But if you are blessed, you can then be a blessing. What does that mean? You can get a blessing and still not be blessed, because a blessing can just be a moment. But to be blessed is a lifestyle. I want the lifestyle. I just don't want to be blessed for the moment. I want the lifestyle. When you are blessed, you can't be faded. You can't be shaded. You can only be upgraded. When you live a blessed lifestyle, you can only get better. Why? Because quality never goes out of style. Here, the psalmist gives us the image of being planted and this tree planted by the rivers of living water. I need to talk about that. Why? Because every tree begins as a seed. Every tree starts as a seed. And in every seed, there is a tree waiting to come out. I need to say that again. You got to get this. In every seed, there is a tree. But every tree starts as a seed. So in every seed, there is a tree waiting to come out. In every girl, there is an anointed and powerful woman waiting to come out. A queen waiting to come out. In every boy, there is a powerful and awesome, mighty man of God, a king waiting to come out. There is something growing on the inside of you that even you do not know. A seed speaks of your potential. What is in it is only known unto God. But what God does is send people like me anointed cheerleaders to speak to you and to coach you and to cheer for you and tell you you can make it in spite of what you feel, in spite of what you're going through. You can make it. Don't give up now. You're too close to give up now. There's something inside of you that keeps you getting up. Yes, you've been knocked down. Yes, your knees are scarred. Your elbows are bloody. People are talking about you, but you can make it. That's why God has connected us together, for me to just coach you, to inspire you, to send a word to pick you up so that you do not abort what's growing on in you again. There is power on the inside. Let me talk about this seed. Some folks don't know what to do with seed. You have two choices. You can eat your seed and be full for the moment, or you can plant your seed and create a blessing movement in your life. One more time. You can eat your seed and be blessed for the moment, or you can go through the pain of planting your seed and create a blessing movement, not just in your life, but in your bloodline. You've got to plant this seed. You cannot eat and be blessed, but what you've done is satisfied your pain for the moment. But when you plant the seed, you're saying, I'm willing to work. I'm willing to do what it takes to get not just a meal for the day, but a meal that feeds my bloodline. Here's the problem. In order to be planted, you must be plucked from your place of comfort and buried in the dirt. Here's where I'm about to leave you. Yes, I'm about to leave you. In order to be planted to bring forth this harvest, you've got to be plucked from your place of comfort and planted in the dirt where you can grow. Why? Seeds don't grow connected to the tree. Seeds don't grow in the package. Have you ever been in Home Depot or Garden Ridge and seen trees growing out of the bags of seeds? No. Why? Because seeds need the dirt to grow. God is going to put you in a position, a place where it seems dirty and cold, but that's the place where your growth, your real growth, is going to begin. Listen, family, you've got to bloom where you are planted. The seed, the greatness inside of you, it's ready to come forth, but I just need to know, and I'm going to leave you here. Can you deal with your dirt? Can you deal with being moved from your place of comfort, moved from around those who are patting you on the back when you ain't really doing nothing? Can you afford to be moved to a place where you can only hear the voice of God and go through a cold and dark season knowing that growth, miracles, blessings are coming out of this? You've got to bloom where you've been planted. No plant will survive being pulled up this week, planted somewhere else next week. Pulled up next week, planted somewhere else. We got to stay right where we are, like a tree planted by the rivers of living water. I shall not be moved. It's going to be hard, but you can handle it. It's going to be tough, but you can handle it. Stay right there and watch God do some great things. Bloom where you are planted. There's a miracle inside of you. I believe it, and I'm praying for you. Let's pray. Let's pray. And you don't want to miss Monday. You do not want to miss Monday, 7 a.m. right here with Doc Wilson. Let's pray. Father, I thank you for you are awesome and mighty, and you do all things well. God, I thank you for all of these seeds that are connecting with this call, with this video around the world. God, they did not understand what was going on in their life, the discomfort, being displaced, being removed from friends and family and put in a strange place, a strange emotional, spiritual, financial, and physical place. But God, you've got me on this line to encourage them, to let them know that where they've been planted is where they're going to grow. There's an overflow. There's an harvest that's going to come from this experience. So God, I pray that your patience and peace be upon everyone who's connected to this call. God, that they stay put, that they stay right there and allow you to bring forth what's been on the inside for years. So God, do the incredible, do the impossible. God, cause everything you put in us to come forth, and we will bless your name. God, give us godly patience as we wait on you, because we know you care for us. We love you, God, and I thank you for those who are connected to this call. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen, amen, amen. Family, I'm praying for you today. I'm praying that you bloom where you are planted. Why? Because there's greatness inside of you. There's greatness inside of you. As I see it, I know it, I believe it, and I want you to believe it yourself. I got to get out of here, y'all. Come, check us out this weekend. Post this video, repost this video. Call your friends and tell your friends. Bloom where you are planted. I got to get out of here, y'all. I love you much. So go in the love of God. Go in the peace of God. Go knowing that you will never, ever walk alone. This is our prayer for Christ's sake. All God's people shout glory. And amen. I love you much. Have an awesome and anointed weekend. Two fingers, y'all. Peace.